Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The guys at Leashes of Valor in this morning, Chris Bowers, Jason Haig here this morning. Lots to talk about with Leashes of Valor. We've been talking a lot about Leashes of Valor, especially with Veterans Day and graduation. And
that's good.
It's been a great couple of weeks of really focusing on Leashes of Valor and their work in Spotsylvania and beyond. Leashes of Valor. .org, the website, if you want to follow along and see just what they do. Good morning. Good to have you guys here this morning.
Thanks, Ted.
Been a long week.
Yes. It's Friday, right?
But it was a week ago at this time. And for people who are wondering, what's Leashes of Valor? I've heard about it. You provide
service dogs
to 9/11 and beyond veterans.
Yep. We do that free of charge, and we're right here in Fredericksburg. It's fantastic.
Week ago at this time, you had five veterans that were on the verge of having graduation and getting their dogs. And I know that's a special time for you because they spent some time with you in Spotsylvania learning about the dogs, staying with you. You get to know them even more so. And I know they're there for 2 weeks or a week?
It's 10 days.
10 days.
So we just had our fall class. We had five veterans come in for 10 days to live at our facility and learn how to utilize their dogs in their day-to-day life. We took them out in the community. We took them everywhere we think that they'll go when they get home to give them the confidence and the experience that their dog is going to perform, whatever they need them to do, wherever they need them to do. And hopefully they left and went back home and they're living a more active life than they were when they came to us.
That's always the goal, and we're going to come back to living a more active life in a second. No, you all were telling me last week about some TSA training that they did, and then also one of the trainers was telling me that on Friday night they went to a football game for a while.
Right. So we actually have some great contacts out in Charlottesville that allow us to take our vets that are with us for those 10 days out there and take them through the TSA checkpoints just to practice.
Yeah.
If you ever fly with this dog, which you're totally allowed to do, like these are the steps you need to. So it kind of takes the anxiety out of it. Any experience that we can give them while we're there, kind of teaching them how to do it, is just a healthy way of them transitioning into a more active lifestyle than they're used to.
But I can't imagine when all of a sudden they go from no dog and struggling to getting a dog. And this is really like it really is like adopting a child or something. You're getting to know each other, and I guess that's part of it. Just that 10 days of learning how to use the dog and just having everybody get used to each other.
The crazy part is it's a little bit more than adopting a child, because with the child, you can go put it down, put it to sleep, let it rest, get a break.
Yeah.
With the dog, he's going to be with you 24/7. Like, he's going to lay in the bed with you. He's going to lay right there in front of the shower door when you're taking a shower. Like, he is now an extension of you. Like, he's not going to, for the next 10 years, that dog is now going to be with you 24/7. So it is a major adjustment for a lot of people.
I noticed watching them in graduation, both the veterans and the dogs, when they sat up front, and those dogs, they were
focused.
Fixated,
absolutely.
Yes, on their person.
Yep.
They rarely one of the dogs would look around, but only for a second, and they always were focusing.
Yeah,
on their
and the other great thing is for us, at least during graduation, you get to see how well trained those dogs are, because there was at least 10 other dogs there. A lot of our fosters were there with our dogs in training.
Yeah.
So just to be able to see them interact with another dog and to show that they're flawless is fantastic for us and for the community to see what all of their hard work has done and helped us do.
That's the thing. The training that they receive, these dogs are so highly trained.
Yeah, let's just make sure everybody on the radio knows that that's not me and Chris. We don't do that. We have some fantastic staff, Karen, Lisa, Garrett, those guys, our staff out in Charlottesville, just fantastic dog trainers that have, I mean, over 100 years of experience altogether. I mean, I can't even train my children, so it's not me doing it.
How long did when? So we talked about, you know, so we're coming up now on a week since graduation. I'm sure for the first little bit, you stay in pretty close touch with some of these veterans just to see, you know, hey, how are things going? Is, you know, any questions, yeah, that kind of thing?
For sure. Really, once you come into the Leashes of Valor family, you're kind of stuck with us. We will communicate with you as much as you want or as little as you want, except for the requirements that we set forth. And for that first year, every 90 days, you have to go get a weight from your dog. You can go to any veterinarian. It's free. They'll weigh your dog and just let us know. And honestly, that's because for the first 30 or so days, the vets tend to overtreat, so the dogs get fat. So we want to make sure to keep that weight off. We call it the freshman 15. So trying to keep that off and make sure everything's good. It's a good program. It's worked very well over the last 8 years. And we just keep refining it, and these guys just keep getting better and better.
So many, and I don't even know most of their names, but I see them at graduations, that a lot of people who over the last few years have gotten dogs come back for the graduation. I saw them there on Saturday, and I thought there really is kind of a fellowship of people with Leashes of Valor.
The community kind of builds itself. It's, you know, oh my gosh, like I'm doing so much better. I want to help. And we try to tell them from jump, like, you owe us nothing. Like, you've already done enough. Like, we just want you to live a full life.
Yeah.
And these veterans keep coming back, and they want to share how much things have gotten better. And this last graduation, we had Marty, and he's in Richmond with Grace. Yeah, Grace.
Yeah, very Grace.
And, his life has just gotten so much better in the last 2 years that he wants to tell people about it. And his thing was, I want to tell these warriors, like, you have no idea what's coming.
Yeah.
Like, the good times that are coming, like, I know you struggled. We all have, but, like, the sun always rises after a storm.
Yeah.
And, like, this is going to be awesome. And I thought the message he sent was incredible.
Oh, it was. And I remember when he got his dog. I remember because he came out when you told his story and talked about it. I thought this is so interesting that he was running a business in Richmond. And so when he got up there, and he was I can remember when he got the dog, and to see him last Saturday, just the confidence that he had. And I know you see that with everybody.
Yeah.
I think that speaks volumes, though, about, like, you just never know who people are struggling. He's a successful business owner.
Yeah.
He was struggling really hard, and she's just made his life and his family's life better. And you can see it in the way he talks about it now. Like, he probably was a guy that didn't talk much, and she's given him the confidence to really share his story, and empowers him to, you know, maybe reach a guy that hasn't asked for help yet.
Yeah.
That's one of the ones we haven't met yet. So having them come back, I mean, it's incredible. Like, who can speak more about impact than somebody that's actually changed?
LeashesOfValor.org, the website. Chris Bowers here. Jason Haig here. Quick break. We're going to continue on. A lot of good stuff to talk about this morning with Leashes of Valor, Spotsylvania-based Leashes of Valor, on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Chris Bowers, Jason Hagen this morning. Leashes of Valor, leashesofvalor.org, the website. Also a great Facebook page with all the things going on. We get near the end of the year. It is, nonprofits especially talk about it a lot. It's important for people for year-end giving, start giving, consider a nonprofit and consider Leashes of Valor, what you guys do.
Yeah, unfortunately, just based on the business that we're in with nonprofits, this right around this time is our big push, and it's to make sure that we continue to live and fight another day and continue to do what we're doing. We've been incredibly gifted this year and had some fantastic donors come in. We have an incredible matching campaign, our largest ever this year, going into, I believe it's January 1st. We had a donor come in and say that they will match every dollar up to $250,000. So that is way bigger than anything we've ever had before. So Chris and I got a heck of a lot of work to do, because that could incredibly benefit Leashes of Valor and our future forward.
Well, you think about what matching $250,000, what you can do with just the number of dogs, and I mean it's expensive. You talk about going to football games, and you talk some of these things you go to. There's admission involved, and there's food involved, and there's all kinds of things. So, boy, this is a game changer. And so, whatever you can give,
please,
between now and the end of the year.
Any dollar that you can give. We've done a real good job. Just in the last week, we've had 6 dogs get sponsored through all different kinds of businesses and individuals. So we've got about $100,000 left that we need to raise to match that full $250,000. So really excited for it.
Yeah, we're already off to a way faster.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting, though, because we talked about this last year when you had a matching last year, and it was right around this time, and you did make it last year, as I recall.
We did, yep.
But at first, I remember we did a show around this time, and it was just like, how are we ever
going to do that? Yeah,
Can you believe it?
Yep. Go ahead.
A lot of this has to do with you helping us get the word out. It's never as hard the second year as it is the first year. And we were very fortunate to launch it and then have a slew of organizations and people come in and say, hey, I want to sponsor a dog.
And I don't know why you would. I mean, the great thing is just the stories that you can tell about the veterans. Just what we talked about, the five this time. And this is such a national story.
It is
such a national story about, veteran suicide. And there's somebody doing something effectively right here. That's why I think this area, we need to get excited about this. And I know I'm thankful you're around. I'm thankful you're in Spotsylvania, a couple miles from where I live.
Yeah, we're excited. I mean, I think, like, you hit the nail on the head. We're very fortunate, and I think realizing that we are moving in the right direction because of we've had 0 suicide attempts, 0 suicides. So this modality of therapy works. So we need help. It costs $27,000 for one of these dogs from start to finish. $27,000.
A couple of years?
It's 2 years. It's minimum of 18 months of training. Most of the time they go to almost 22. That's what Maverick did. And it is the one thing that I have to tell people is these are live animals. It's 24/7. It doesn't matter if it's Christmas. It doesn't matter if it's New Year's. He doesn't care if it's your birthday. Doesn't care if you're sick. He still needs to be fed. He still needs to be taken out. Still needs to be trained. So in the end, that's what you pay for, is because we have a fantastic foster system, which we'll talk about here.
We'll talk about that.
If we didn't have the fosters, these dogs would be almost $50,000. They do so much for us in helping maintain and helping socialize. So jumping in, like Chris was talking about, these 6 dogs, it's $25,000 a piece to sponsor them. You get to name them. You get to follow them along in their training. It's an awesome, awesome experience, but it's expensive. So we got a lot of work to do.
But it works.
It works.
It's working.
That's the other thing. It's just that, and especially when you're able to talk about that.
I mean, you've had Xander here, right?
Yeah.
Xander's been on the show. Like, he is a perfect example of what these dogs can do. It's amazing. Like, he was stuck inside. He hadn't even been to see his daughter do gymnastics, for goodness sakes. So
he couldn't get out of his house.
Yeah, he couldn't.
And now you can't keep him in his house.
I see
him all the time.
Oh, he's so social. He was the other day walking around and just is,
saying hi to everybody.
Happy as can be.
Yep.
Just a little bit of love, a little bit of confidence, and like he's right back up on his 2 feet and rolling. And that is what we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah. Now, early on, you introduced me to a veteran who talked about that, about how he didn't want to do it, but he had to. And you'd mentioned it. You were really powerful the other day, Jason, when you talked in your speech. And you ought to go back and look at either on our YouTube channel or look on Facebook and find the video of both of you speaking. We're both just really, really good. And you talked about not wanting to having a dog. You have to, like you said, you have to take care of it. But that dog needs to be worked.
All the time, every day.
And then you also talked about you didn't want to let Axel down. You know, you felt as though
we put a lot of work in.
And you put a lot of work into it, a lot of money into it, and you had this dog and the dog was depending on you, and you didn't want to let the dog down. I hadn't even thought about that. That's whatever it takes to get a person to just be able to start living again.
Yeah, exactly. I think what we talk about, and I've made a point to at least speak to all the warriors that come through and say, this is to give you a purpose. Like you, the Marines, the Army, the Navy, whatever service that you were in, it gave you a purpose. It gave you a reason to get up every morning. We won't talk about that. If you didn't wake up every morning, you'd go to jail. But that's okay. You still had to get up.
Right, yes.
But now you have a living animal, a living thing. It's something that is completely dependent on you. And if you don't get up, if you don't do what you have to do, that thing is going to suffer. So, like you said, whatever that trigger is to get them up every morning and to feel that they have a purpose so they can get active and start being a member of society again. So the other thing that we remind them of is, like, you were a part of the 1%. Go back to that. Like, remember that. Like, you still got that inside of you. So, like, we may have some physical injuries, some mental injuries, yeah, but in the end, like, there was a reason why you were the 1%. So get back to that.
We were talking before we went on the air, and Chris, you brought up something that whenever you have the graduations, becomes really clear to me. When you look around and look at all these veterans and all these people here with dogs, you would never know. You can't tell that anybody's dealing with any of the kind of
right
of issues some are visible, but most are in all, I guess, are dealing. You're dealing with some inside things, and so that's we often don't realize that people are really suffering and not able to do the things that some of us just take for granted.
I think that's just indoctrination to suffer in silence. Like, yeah, don't complain, because everybody has a complaint, right? So I think it takes a lot of courage to ask for help and to reach out and, you know, put in an application and get selected for one of these dogs. It takes a lot of courage. And then to stand up in front of a community that you're visiting,
yeah, yeah,
and you don't graduate, like, that's got to be scary too. But the thing that hits me the most is that's 2 years, $125,000 plus that we're giving away in one day.
Yeah,
like the graduation is 30 minutes long. It's at least 2 years of work to get to that point.
Yeah.
And this year, because of this community, we were able to do 5 instead of 4.
Yeah.
So, like, for it's us,
10 years collectively and $125,000. I mean, crazy.
Yeah. It you know, just to think about that, like, how much work puts in, how much goes out, it's always the battle to get one more dog out.
Yeah.
Like, we were able to do it because of this community and the people that support us. And that's what we're going for, is can we get one more dog out, like, per year?
And that's why the match is so important. It's, and
exactly.
even if you've got, if you're thinking, I've got $50 or $100, that's all I can do. That's, you know, you do it. Somebody down your in your subdivision is going to do the same, and it starts building on each other, and all of a sudden you're at $250.
Exactly, and it takes the community, and this community has been fantastic to us. So, I mean, we thank every one of you that has helped us and has been a supporter. I mean, even if you can't share money, you don't have the ability to do that right now. I mean, I'm pretty sure almost everyone has Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or something. All you got to do is share it. That's all you got to do.
Yep.
Just share it. Tell people about us. And we try to make a really cool logo, so you at least wear our swag.
The logo. Wear the logo just for the – yes. It's
right?
Just wear the stuff for the logo, if yep. nothing else.
If nothing else. So it's – they're fantastic. Under Armour has been really great to us. So we've had an amazing benefactor come in and actually purchase all of our merchandise. So every dollar that you spend over, you know, this next couple of weeks and months going into the giving season goes directly back to us. We haven't spent a dime on this merchandise, so
yeah.
It's really big for us to be able to sell
great.
That. So go grab some Christmas presents.
It would be a great Christmas present. And make sure you get part of become involved with this match, because this is a great way. It would be a great way to end the year. And boy, for you guys to be able to look at that and have that matched and to be able to say, so we'll get next year.
Yeah, and we're working on something. Really, I'm hoping that we'll be able to announce in a week or so that every monthly donation that comes in, we got some, we were just talking about merchandise. We got Stanley Cups now that are awesome, but we're hoping that we have a benefactor that will come in and do 2-to-1 if people actually come in and sign up to be a monthly donor. So that could be really, really big. I'm not saying that it's happened yet, but we're working on
things
it.
Things are coming.
Things are coming.
When it happens, you tell me.
We'll definitely tell you.
We'll get the word out on that. But no, this is really a chance, like you say, for either Christmas gifts or the match. And again, Legions of Valor right here in our community. So many veterans. There are so many veterans in our community. The other thing, though, is it's not as though you're just dealing with veterans in this community. You've got dogs all around the country.
Absolutely.
People are filling out forms and applying for.
Yes, we are a national 501c3 nonprofit that, you know, we take our veterans anywhere. So when we open our applications, which is open right now, we get a ton of them from all over the country. I think the last two classes we've had at least one veteran like from this area.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have had a local veteran. I know actually an application just came in from a local veteran as well. But where were we? The last class, it was North Carolina, Ohio, and a couple of...
Montana.
No, that was the class before. Wasn't it?
Mm-mm.
No, there was a Montana this
Montana
year.
Montana and first.
Yeah. Okay, tight. All right. So, yeah, all over the country. We are nationwide. Doesn't matter where you're at. We will get you to us in some way, shape, or form. We've got some great partnerships with other nonprofits that can help with travel. So you're not going to spend a dime. The only thing that you are required to do is take care of that dog, feed it, and take it to its annual health checkups.
And you guys, it's hard for me to keep up with you. I mean, I saw you on Saturday, and I say I'll see you on Friday, right? Because I knew you were in South Carolina for Veterans Day, and mm-hmm. then you were somewhere with Williamsburg last night. And
yep.
You do a lot of going around. And
that's what it takes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And getting the word out.
It's 24/7.
I would love to see what our actual mileage is this year. I would venture to guess it's over 100,000 of travel back and forth, because I will say, and I'll admit this on the radio, that I'm not a huge fan of flying anymore.
Yeah.
Did it a lot. Don't want to do it anymore. So if we can drive, we definitely drive. We've been all up and down the Eastern Shore this year. Out west, we've had some ambassadors go out west, out to Arizona, California for us. So we've been up to Ohio, Pennsylvania. It's been crazy, but we love it. It's been super fun, and Leashes of Valor has had an amazing year.
Getting results.
We are getting results.
And this is your chance. Close out the year with that match. It'd be nice to have that match. By the time we get together in December,
I hope
to talk about it, just to say we did it. Now we're going, over
now we're
and
moving
above.
Forward. Yeah, so. And because with the way the charity seasons work, January, February, March are very very slow.
Yeah.
So we're gonna make a real big push. This match is huge for us. $250,000. Every dollar up to that point will be matched. So we're really excited about it. So if you can help, just go to leashesofvalor.org and hit that donate button.
Jason Hay, Chris Bowers here. More coming up. We'll talk fostering on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can listen to Town Talk anytime, day or night. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Jason Hegg and Chris Bowers here. They are the voices of Leashes of Valor, leashesofvalor.org. In Spotsylvania, and the dogs and the training, and just exciting times for Leashes of Valor. Just your facility, just being out there a bunch of times over the last few weeks, it's really changed since I got out there, just the training, having a having a fence and having buildings.
A shed.
You got a shed where you have things, and you just the house where people where you when you have the
it looks so good now.
It does. It's just it's really great. And again, it's because this community has stepped forward and continues to, and it's gonna be exciting to see what happens when this $250,000 match is met, because again, it's just another step forward.
Absolutely. We're so excited for all of the renovations and all the community help that's been there. Home Depot, Powell's Furniture, and so many others. Manganero LLC Construction, they have been fantastic. The stuff that's been to help us. Miss Anita Welch, these people that have come up and stepped up and helped us get to fully operational in regards to the actual facility has been fabulous. I mean, we moved in less than 3 years ago, and every single room, every single thing in that house has been renovated in some way, shape, or form, all because of the community and them helping us.
Well, I'll say I like having you in Spotsylvania for a number of reasons. I knew you when we first were in Caroline, and I thought, I want to do a lot with you guys. And I thought, if you're in Caroline, you're in Caroline. I'll come to you.
It was so far.
Yeah, just being so central now and people, and, you know, wanting people to come by, or just even you've told stories of people who've driven by Old Plank Road and seen the sign and thought, "Wonder what that's all about," and pulled in and have become really important financial supporters.
Huge supporters. Just location, location, location. Well, I mean, I will preach that until I'm done. Caroline was great. It was a very nice property. Unfortunately, it was just too far away from everything.
Yeah.
And the more that we've seen it, and just the way the community has embraced us. You have to be close by. Like if you're not close by, you're an afterthought. So
yeah.
And that's really why you hear Leashes of Valor, and you're starting to see us a lot more, is that we want to be in the front of your mind, not the back of it. So because we need as much help as we can get.
Another way people can help financially, we talk about, but boy, the needs for fosters are important, because you pointed it out, Jason, that without fosters, the cost would go way up. And Chris, you make it so easy to be a foster. I mean, you take care of everything.
We try. We're looking for families that can open their homes and their hearts to one of these puppies. And basically, we ask you to keep them alive and try to maintain the training that we are providing. Like, we provide everything from the bed to the crate to the food to the medication to the doctor's appointment, anything and everything, like, we will provide to you and your family. We're just asking for the most precious thing you can give us, and that's your time. And we understand how much of a sacrifice it is to raise and love one of these dogs and then to give them away, but you're saving a life. And you know, if you ask any of our fosters who've been with us for years, like, that's what they're holding on to, is that they love them as hard as they can for while they have them, and then they give them away to somebody that needs them, and they go and they serve their purpose.
Yeah. Well, I know we see it firsthand around here, because there's the people who live right directly across from the radio station. That lady, she's been a guest on the show.
Yeah, she's
with
amazing.
You guys, and she just talks about how wonderful it is. I remember the other Karen, the lead trainer with Leashes of Valor, brought the lady came in who her family, they just lost their dog. And Karen didn't know this. They had just lost their dog, and she said, "Hey, we got a dog for you," and how they stepped up and took a dog, and how meaningful that was. So
oh, wow. Yeah.
There's so many amazing stories and the different ways that our fosters connect with us. And it's been phenomenal. Like I told you before, we would not exist without our foster system. Like, we wouldn't be able to afford it. Because what they do is, and how I explain it is, Ted, your life is different than my life. My life is different than Chris's life. So if I can put a dog with me, with you, and with Chris, I've just tripled the amount of training and socialization that this dog has got. Yeah. So they're the ones that help us make these dogs flawless, and that we know that they're going to perform everything that they're supposed to in any place that they go, because they've already been there. And that's all to our fosters. So please reach out, help. If you've got any interest at all, hit us up at info@leashesofvalor.org or shoot us a Facebook message, Instagram. Somebody will get back to you, and hopefully you can do something and help us out as a foster.
And just because you have, you may have a dog or two, and you may think, well, then that disqualifies me. Yeah. Yes, no, it doesn't. I hear that.
You got cats, dogs, horses, pigs, it doesn't matter. Like, we want, as long as it is a safe environment, we want our dogs to be exposed to those certain things. So it would be, it's a great thing, actually. So please hit us up. And we have different phases of fosters. We have weekend fosters, we have long-term fosters. So if you just want to try it out for a weekend, we'll see what happens.
That's what my wife wants us to do.
So there you go. Let's go, Ted. Come on.
It's another way to get into the fight. Like you said, if you can't do financially to support us, it's another way to get into, to help us with this mission. What we're doing is working. Like, we need continued support to raise these dogs faster. That's why this $250,000 match campaign is so important to us, because that's an opportunity for 10 more dogs. Like, to save 10 more lives, change 10 more families. And if we can double that, that's 20, Ted. And that's what we're trying to do here, is just like relay that to the community that, you can get into this fight with us, and to help us in this fight in several different ways. And just please reach out to us or leashesofvalor.org if you have more questions.
What was great to see, Chris, this time with graduation the other day, was when each of the veterans went up with their dog, you also had the people that fostered them. And in some cases, some of these dogs had two, three different people that were, behind them. And you just think of, like you say, all the love, all the experiences. Boy, those dogs are coming into, they've experienced everything.
We hope. We will never put out a dog that doesn't meet our standard. That's a hard line that we have. That's why training lasts so long. That's why it's so expensive, is those dogs are built to save a life, and they're going to be the best they can possibly be when they leave us and go to those veterans.
I thought, when you told me the TSA story last week and hearing about football games, a few years ago I heard about how one of the places that has become kind of a staple to go to a number of times for the trainees is down to a short pump, because they have escalators down there.
Yep.
So you work with the dogs on escalators. So there's all that kind of stuff that you guys don't miss a beat with all of this.
We attribute that to our incredible canine team, Miss Karen, Miss Lisa. They
are so good.
They really are. And I think we, Jason and I, learn some stuff from them as we go. But it's best practices. Like, Jason's been doing this for so long that,
Man, you just made it sound like I was real old. Gosh.
You're getting old these days. But you've been doing this for so long that you know what not to do. And we're...
Yeah.
And
he's I'm real good at not trying to do what not to do
avoiding that
and learning from our mistakes. I have definitely screwed it up a lot. So learning from those mistakes has been real big. And I think that's why we lean so heavily on our trainers and their experience. You were talking about the different areas, the escalators, TSA, elevators, different surfaces and those things. And that comes from Lisa and Karen's time in FEMA. They know that they have to get those dogs comfortable to rubble, to water, to dirt, to mud, all those different things. And it's the same thing with these guys, is they need to be able to be good on carpet, on wood floors, on tile floors, going up and down escalators. So it's adding those different things and taking it from their experience while we refined our training program.
One of the times I was over there, it was so interesting that somebody that was a foster had stopped by. They had some questions, and so Karen spent 15 minutes, a half hour, working with them about how to get the dog, how to call the dog and all these things. And afterwards, she explained to me that it was just a little refresher. She said, that they were having this one issue, or she had noticed something and wanted them to work on something. And it's those kinds of things and having the dogs. That's why locally around here, it's so important for people to be fosters, because if you are having an issue, it can be a quick fix, a quick little tweak.
Right. And I don't think we touched on that enough. Like, we're asking not just for these dogs to live in your home, but to take them with you. when you go out.
Yeah, right.
Everywhere.
To take them everywhere. You know, take them to those, now getting into the winter, so it'd be like swim meets. Like, if you ever been to a swim meet in this county,
oh,
it's loud. Right?
Loud but
our dog,
hot.
Our dog, I have videos of the dogs asleep in a swim meet.
Yeah.
Like, with all that going on, they can just turn it off. Like, they, like the vets went to the River Bend football game on Friday night. Like, all that noise and stuff.
Yeah.
And we have videos of just them getting through it because they have, you know, their service
They've
dog.
Been trained. And they, right. Yeah, they the dogs have been trained, and the so then the veteran can get through that.
Right. And I think a lot of it is, you know, we both work dogs for over a decade, and it, you know, the things that we have to routinely do, we make sure that these veterans are prepared to do.
Maverick's here right now. You wouldn't even know Maverick's in this studio. I'm assuming
I do because he keeps farting.
Oh, but. Okay. Well, yeah, you're over there with him.
He's had a change in diet, so he's eating some green beans. So
he's adjusting.
He's adjusting, but yeah, you wouldn't know he was sitting right here. He's been great. Got to see everybody when he walked in this morning, so super excited. I tell everybody that he's pretty depressed when it's just me and him. He'd much rather be around a bunch of people, which is a great thing, and that's kind of shows the evolution of my recovery and where we were. And
you're able to have a dog like this.
Exactly. And that's what was so great about Axel. He was a way different dog. Like, he didn't want to be around people. He tolerated it, and that's kind of what I did.
Yeah.
But now, as the evolution of that and where my job is going and what I have to do for leashes is, we got to meet a whole bunch of people. We got to tell them all about it. So, and it works great for his personality. It's awesome.
I thought that he doesn't, that Maverick's not required to meet all the requirements that some of these other dogs do.
No, Maverick, so we get that a lot. He did pass, like, he didn't fail. What would have happened is Maverick is a little bit, he is not the best, let's put it that way, because I am a strong handler, because I've had a service dog before. And based on his personality, we decided to select him for my new dog, but also as an ambassador for Leashes of Valor.
Yeah, so that's as important.
Yeah, and so that way, like, as you know, like, he came in here without his vest on. And that's just so that we don't get confused, and he doesn't get confused, that when his vest is on, he's still working the whole time. When his vest is off, he knows, hey, I get to meet people, I get to say hi, and that's so that everybody can actually touch it, feel it, know what Leashes of Valor is about, what these guys are. And,
yeah.
I'm excited, hopefully, to share it on social media from our thing last night. 11 little girls petting him at the same time. So, like, he just sat there. It was so cool to watch and just to see the training that just kick in. So that'll be real cool, hopefully, to share one of these days soon.
That's interesting, though. I didn't realize that if you put a vest on him, he does change.
He does, absolutely. Oh, yeah. You can see his demeanor change. He kind of locks in. He just starts focusing on me. He will hold his downstay for much longer. He will, you know, heel beside me. When his vest off, he gets a little aloof, but he's still paying attention.
Yeah, because I don't know that I've seen him with a vest in a long time. So I guess you come in here and it's a much more relaxed sort of situation.
Yeah, when we're out working, obviously he's meeting everybody we meet. So it's a different, when he puts his vest on, now he's working for his dad. And it's fun to watch him now he's just looking at Jason, not everybody else. And
like, when biggest difference I would say is, like, when we go into a restaurant or something like that, I will put his vest on. And he will disappear under the table, and nobody will know he's there. And he'll never move.
It's just amazing what a dog.
it's a testament to Karen and Lisa and Garrett, our trainers, and what they have done, and our fosters, the time that they've put in these dogs. I think Maverick was with 4 or 5 different fosters because he was right at the beginning when we first moved in. So.
Yeah. Wow. I learn something new. I learn something new every time with you guys.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And that's why, again, get involved with the matching program.
Please.
Get involved with the foster program. Get involved with monthly giving, wherever you fit. Maybe you fit for a bunch of these.
Yep.
But whatever you fit, find something. Or go buy a sweatshirt or two and wear it all winter.
Yep.
Give me likes, comments, tag us.
Yep,
share us.
I mean,
every little bit helps, and, like, the more people that pile in and help us, if everybody does a little, nobody has to do a lot, and like, maybe we won't be on the road so much, but we're privileged to do this and, you know, wage this battle that we're waging against veteran suicide.
And you're winning. That's the thing. It's all worth it when you know that there are five more veterans today that are in a much better place than they were even a week ago.
Absolutely, absolutely, and that's what it's all about.
Leashesofvalor.org. Chris Bowers, Jason Haig here. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can access all episodes of Town Talk online at newstalk1230.net or on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Wow, good stuff. Always good stuff with Chris Bowers and Jason Haig with Leashes of Valor here. Leashesofvalor.org is the website. Before we get out of here, again, the $250,000 match between now and the end of the year.
Every dollar.
I saw something that, how far all the holidays are between now and the end of the year is not that far.
It's not. And so almost Thanksgiving.
It will be here. Yeah. So that's why we need you to take this seriously. And this is one thing we all can do. Whatever you can give. You can give a lot. If you can give a lot,
Please, give $5, $10, $100, anything, 2-to-1. Like, we are 1-to-1. We are getting matched up to $250,000. What that will do is completely amazing for us. Like Chris was talking about, it's 10 service dogs. That's 10 more dogs that we will be able to get out. That's 10 more lives that we can save. That's 10 more families impacted, 10 more communities. So, but if you can't help financially, that's okay too. Please, like, we'll be posting about it all the time. Share it. Tell your family. Tell your friends. Tell your job. Anybody.
Go to your work and say, hey, this is an awesome thing in the community. Would you consider, meeting with them?
Yeah.
And that's just as important.
Wear a sweatshirt. Wear a hat. Any number of things. I saw the other day someone that I didn't even know the person, but somebody in a picture was wearing one of the Leashes of Valor trucker hats.
Coolest story I've ever heard about our merchandise was his mom and dad. Yeah. They were out in Yellowstone National Park. They went to, I think, the church.
It was a church, a random church.
Random guy walked by, had one of our sweatshirts on. Unbelievable. Yeah. Like, wow.
How we're all connected somehow, some way.
Yeah.
Yes, Ted.
Yeah.
But no. We have all of our stuff. We have all kinds of – what we don't have is kid sizes, but we have small to triple XL in almost everything that we have. We have hoodies, quarter zips, hats. Stanley has just hooked us up, so we got some new Stanley cups. So check those out.
Let me just say, I have the Stanley cup here, and it is the greatest.
Right?
I
think it's a 32 or 36-ounce cup with a straw. It is fabulous. It's just like all the ones the kids are getting these days.
Yeah.
From whippersnappers and such. So
get a couple of them because they'll steal it from you, promise.
Yeah, fact.
No. I watch it here because I'm afraid people here are going to steal it.
Right.
But no, anything you do to get the word out, and just because of the great work. And again, ultimately, bottom line here is you're providing service dogs to veterans. And
Free of charge.
Free of charge, and as the numbers grow, there has been no suicide attempts. And
none,
that's just
none. Huge.
That's
huge.
That's what, and again, I go back to it was a defining moment of what you guys do last Saturday, Jason, when you talked about it, and there was a tinge of anger in your voice of saying we can do better as a country.
We can.
We don't need to be doing this. We have to do better, and that's why it's so important for Leashes of Valor to do what they're doing.
Absolutely, and we need all the support we can get. This community, Spotsylvania and Fredericksburg, have been absolutely awesome to us, but we still need their help, and we need your help. So please, every dollar is matched up to $250,000, which is incredible. It's such an amazing gift for Leashes. So if you can donate your time and help us be a foster, please reach out. Check us out, leashesofvalor.org. We need it.
And even if you don't think you can do it and do it every day, maybe you can do it
on the weekends
or when someone goes on vacation or something comes up, And because I've heard of teachers that have been fosters during, you know, breaks in the school year.
So. Hey, we've had teachers be fosters. Then they take the dog with them into class. So
would you, right? No, I've thought just for people just to take a dog to church and do those kinds of things.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's fantastic socialization for them. They get to meet a whole bunch of people, get to hear all different kinds of noises, different kinds of smells, and they'll just be that much better for it.
Again, $250,000 match. Don't let this get by. Become part of it. Know that when the next graduation occurs and in future graduations, you played a role in that.
Absolutely.
There are dogs out there that veterans have because you got involved. And go to leashesofvalor.org. We'll give you all the information on who to get involved with. And if you want to become a big-time donor, Chris is your guy. He will
he will hook you up.
Please. He will hook you up and guide you through everything.
Absolutely. Please. I would love to have that conversation. You can email us at info@leashesofvalor.org.
And we take everything. It's not just cash check. We take stock donations, cars, all different kinds of things. So if you have that ability, please help us out. But again, fosters, we need you. We can't do our job without you.
Jason Head, Chris Bowers, thanks. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, bud.
That's it. Thanks.
All right.
See you soon.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.